This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate the Udhampur-Srinagar Baramura Rail Link USBRL project to the nation during his visit to Jammu and Kashmir today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister highlighted that infrastructure projects worth 46,000 crore rupees in J&K will have a very positive impact on people's lives. The 272-kilometer USBRL project, built at a cost of around 44,000 crore rupees, is fully electrified and includes 36 tunnels and 943 bridges. It features the world's highest railway arch bridge over the Chenab River and India's first cable-style rail bridge, the Anji Bridge, both of which will be inaugurated by the Prime Minister. Railway Minister Ashwani Vaishnav inspected ongoing development work at Jammu Railway Station during his visit yesterday.
चिनाब का ब्रिज बहुत बड़ा एक टेक्निकल मार्वल है इसको बनाने में कई तरह की चैलेंजेस को फेस करके बनाया गया इसके टेक्निकल पैरामीटर्स को अगर देखें तो इस ब्रिज का डिजाइन 260 किलोमीटर प्रति घंटा विंड स्पीड और जोन 5 सिस्मिक जोन के हिसाब से उसका डिजाइन है यानी एक बहुत ही कॉम्प्लेक्स प्रोसेस से इसका डिजाइन किया गया है इसकी फाउंडेशन फुटबॉल फील्ड के आधे के बराबर है 30,000 टन स्टील लगाए
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met the foreign ministers of Kazakhstan, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan and Turkmenistan in New Delhi yesterday to boost regional cooperation. With Kazakhstan's Deputy PM and Foreign Minister Murat Nurtelu, Dr. Jaishankar signed a program of cooperation and discussed strategic ties focusing on trade, energy and zero tolerance for terrorism. In talks with Tajikistan's Foreign Minister Sirojiddin Muhiriddin, both sides emphasized stronger trade, investment and connectivity and agreed on counter-terrorism cooperation. Dr. Jaishankar and Kyrgyz Foreign Minister Zinbek Kulbayev discussed collaboration in banking, education, health and connectivity. A cooperation agreement was signed. With Turkmenistan's Foreign Minister Rashid Merdov, discussions centered on trade, energy, health and connectivity. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has reiterated India's shared commitment to speed up the India-EU Free Trade Agreement FTA. Addressing the Italy-India Business Forum during his official visit to Italy yesterday, the minister said he has had 3 meetings in less than 35 days with my friend Marco Sefcovic, EU Commissioner for Trade and Economic Security. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen have agreed to expedite the conclusion of the India-EU FTA by the end of the year. The Union Home Ministry has emphasized that all preparations to conduct Census 2021 were complete, but the work was postponed due to outbreak of COVID-19 pandemic across the country. In a series of tweets, the Home Ministry said the aftershock of COVID-19 continued for quite some time and it disrupted all sectors, including education. Around 30 lakh enumerators are needed for census. Enumerators, who are primary school teachers, are key persons for conducting census. The ministry said conducting census after COVID could have disrupted primary education immensely. Election Commission has streamlined technology-driven system to generate index cards and various statistical reports after the conduct of the elections. This upgraded mechanism replaces the traditional manual methods, which were often time-consuming and prone to delays. The Commission said in a statement that the new system ensures faster reporting by leveraging automation and data integration. The flood situation in Assam has slightly improved, with 2 more deaths, raising the northeastern state's toll to 48 since 29th of last month. The fatalities include 21 in Assam, 12 in Arunachal Pradesh, 6 in Meghalaya, 5 in Mizoram, 2 in Tripura and 1 each in Nagaland and Manipur. According to the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, over 5.6 lakh people remain affected across 19 districts, down from 6.79 lakh in 21 districts on Wednesday. Arunachal Pradesh saw minor improvement despite ongoing rainfall, with over 33,200 people affected in 24 of its 26 districts. In Indonesia Open Badminton, Indian pair of Chirag Shetty and Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy has progressed to quarterfinals of the tournament. They defeated Danish pair of Ramsus Kejur and Fredrik Sogard 2-1 at Istora Gelora Bung Karno in Jakarta. And that is the end of this news bulletin.